Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Sain. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sain. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Serena. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carmen Morrow. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a pop-up towards third. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Holmes now playing right field. Willard Marshall now playing center field. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger strikes out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marshall. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain bunts towards first. Sauer scoops it up and throws to first, with Terwilliger covering, for the out. Cooper moves to third. Kerr moves to second. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartsfield hits a line drive towards third. Serena catches it and throws to second to double up Kerr. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger strikes out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pafko hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into center field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-0 in the game. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartsfield bunts towards the mound. Rush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartsfield moves to second. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a line drive towards short. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Serena hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morrow for the out. Two outs. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dell Crandall pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Crandall moves to second. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0 for 1 in the game. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer fields it and throws to third for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hartsfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Borkowski. Hartsfield reaches second base with a double. Kerr scores. Sain moves to third. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sain scores. Hartsfield scores. It's 3-1, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dell Crandall now catching. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 3 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marshall. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley bunts towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hartsfield covering, for the out. Terwilliger moves to third. Borkowski moves to second. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marshall. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Terwilliger scores. Borkowski scores. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Serena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-2 in the game. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Almo now playing center field. Willard Marshall now playing right field. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen bunts towards the mound. Sain fields it and throws to first for the out. Morrow moves to second. One out. Rube Walker pinch hits for Bob Rush. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Emil Verben pinch runs for Rube Walker. Ron Northey pinch hits for Wayne Terwilliger. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield fields it and throws to second for the out. Morrow moves to third. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-4 in the game. Borkowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Emil Verben now playing second base. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hartsfield strikes out. One out. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Almo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sauer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Serena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 4 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 4 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dubiel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morrow strikes out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almo. Verbin reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat pinch hits for Monk Dubiel. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Serena fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0 for 3 in the game. Sain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hartsfield hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 5 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 4 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Almo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo is 0 for 1 in the game. Almo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Borkowski. Almo reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Gordon is walked intentionally. Sibby Sisti pinch hits for Willard Marshall. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sibby Sisti now playing right field. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Boston Braves, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.